So the conversation is, we will sit down and look back at that history, Commissioner Stuker. But the conversation, I think there's a play there between the districts and then that license group, and the license group needing to be careful that the license group in no way was meant to be the answer to the population control piece. What we did do, as I recall, and I appreciate Commissioner Stuger jogging my memory, that was the first time, that conversation was the first time we tried outreach, communicating, you know, average harvest levels for the preceding 5 years, I'm calling out of memory now, and comparing that to, you know, population sizes and what we estimated the harvest needed to be to cap the population. That was our first attempt to outreach to the public, to the landowning community, to the hunters and those providing hunting opportunity via access to their property, that this is the harvest we need and this is the harvest we're realizing. So it was the kind of the first step in a conversation that continues here today.
Mr. Chairman, for me?
Yes.
Under five in the minutes, it talks about developing public commission review and commission adoption of prescriptions would include consideration of elk population objectives, elk population status, and a six-year window to reach these objectives. So to me, when you read that and you have the elk population objectives listed in that sentence, now the one thing I did not do yet is go back and pull the May ones in 2013 to see what you brought forward to us, and that is something I still have to do. But I mean, to me, it's fairly clear in number five, under elk in that action, that elk objective numbers were contemplated in that decision.
Commissioner Stuker, yeah, I don't deny that. And again, you continue to enlighten my memory. That approach looked to prescribe a harvest pass over 6 years, you know, essentially asking and answering the question, what would it look like if we were committed to, if we were to reach objective in 6 years, what would we have to do this year and the next year and the next year and the next year? And so we sent those communications out. We didn't get very much response at all. In terms of volume, we did have some individuals comment back. The idea really wasn't presented with any, it was an idea based on, and again, I'm not trying to back away from more review at another time, we can do that. But what it wasn't, different from today's conversation, it was an effort based primarily on awareness. I'm wondering if people understanding, if everybody in the mix understanding what harvest needed to happen and what harvest really was, would that awareness elicit a different harvest level? We recognized as we went through that we didn't put anything with that, like shoulder seasons have come as a tool now today. We didn't put any additional structure in place.
Like I say, I'm not proposing anything today. I'm just saying that I think we need to look at it, look at these minutes, and look at what we did in May of 2013 and decide if we need to do something based on that discussion.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. No argument here, Commissioner Stuker. It's clear there's a question there, so let's get to the bottom of it.
I do think, though, if we do this review, you've got to go back to the beginning of the 920 and not just look at one section of minutes. And I'd also really caution any sort of comparison between comment made by commissioners in minutes that's later captured to criteria that were specifically developed over a course of time by staff and were vetted in the public and crafted in the public and adjusted during the public process and then voted upon by the commission to simple discussion by commissioners and then what the individual who is keeping the minutes captured. You know, I really caution against that creating some sort of measure of criteria, especially in comparison to heavily vetted criteria like we have developed for the performance-based shoulder seasons. And I think as far as 920, you know, to the extent there's discussion about that, that's when we set quotas later in the day. And we're still on shoulder seasons. And so if there's comments on 920 in this portion, I'm going to need to stop those. So, and I'm going to move on to shoulder seasons in 4 and 5. Do we have any discussion about shoulder seasons in 4 and 5 or any motions from this body?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt as final the 2020 elk shoulder seasons as presented by FWP, with the amendment that we go with the in 410, the 410-02 license that may also be used with the general license, and visit with Quentin to find out if I said that right. Except for calendar year rotations and those season elements specifically identified for change, all other aspects of these seasons to remain as unchanged.
I have a motion, but I do not see a second. Do I have a subsequent motion?
Would you entertain an amendment to your motion?
Yes, I would.
I will pertain things to Region 5, so I would recommend the following modifications to hunting districts 502, 510, 520, 540, 560, 575, 580, and 590 as follows. The general 00500B license valid from archery to the end of the general season, excluding dead week, and 59500 be valid until January 1. And holders of the 59500 can use general 00500B license out to January 1. With that, the 595 quota be set at 3,500. Surplus available for purchase after the rifle opener.
I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
After the rifle opener or up to?
Until, sorry.
Okay. So I have a motion, and Quentin, go ahead.
I was wondering if we could just get the motion repeated.
Yeah, I think so. I think the motion is essentially the department's proposal, with the exception identified in Logan's motion. And Rich's 410-02.
And I'm sorry, perhaps I'm the only one. I started 005 and then I heard 595 and I think I lost a transition there. So
pertaining to 502, 510, 520, 540, 560, 575, 580, 590. The general 00500B license. Not working. Be valid from archery to the end of the general season. And 595-00 be valid until January 1.
And pull. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Anything else?
And I believe by following the department's recommendation on the arrest that 595 would then activate the general license to that January 1.
Yeah, holders of the 595 will go out too.
So that's a motion. Do I have a second?
I'm going to second it for purposes of discussion. And could I ask a question?
Certainly.
Okay, Logan, we'll use 540 here then. Does that motion then eliminate the 59000 valid from 1-1 to 2-1?
It would, the 595 would go to January 1.
So you are changing then under that motion department's recommendation to go to February 1st?
Yes. Okay. Due to public comment pertaining to hunting elk into February.
Just a motion clarification. The 595, will a holder of the 595 per Commissioner Brower, your motion, would a holder of the 595 also be able to use the general license?
Up to Gen 1.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Commissioner Stuker.
I'm going to have to ask to attempt an amendment. I think it should go to at least January 15th. I can come off the February 1st, but I think January 1st is too short. When you look at, if I can clarify my motion, if you look at the harvest criteria under the shoulder seasons, when it was extended from January 1st to February 15th, it almost doubled the take of cows in those hunting districts. So I'm going to offer an amendment to that motion to make it January 15th rather than January 1st.
I can agree to that.
Clarify. So the amendment to January 15 was accepted by Commissioner Brower, who made the original motion. Becky, are we following procedure? And I don't believe I need a follow-up motion. There's an amendment to the original motion that was accepted by the original movement. Yeah. And then, and your second remains.
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Okay. I realize it's obviously it's a little complicated, but it's really not, because let's clarify what is here. For the department's proposals, which are different than the tentative, so we'll be taking comments on all that. The department's proposals throughout Region 4, with the exception of the addition of the 410.02 opportunity, are all in this motion. Now, for instance, the shoulder season for 417 out to January 15, as well as 419. 447 continuing as it was the year previous, same with 445, and then the Snowy's complex as proposed by the department. I think what we have here is everything tied to the 595 has been pulled back from February 1 to January 15 with the activation of the general license in that 45-day window as well, which, if I'm tracking, of course, this is going to be dependent upon us confirming that you can hold three licenses. I think that's important to understand. But that is a component of this, obviously. And a quota on 595s of 3,500 and surplus available up to the beginning of general rifle season. Makes sense. Comment from the commission.
Can I say